Anything change with the tragic death of Warren Weinstein and the Italian hostage Laporto today? Does that change anything?
I don't think it changes anything but a thorough review of how these strikes are judged and how the decision is made to make one of these strikes, because obviously this is a tragedy that we want to prevent. And what went wrong here? Why didn't they know that these individuals were going to be killed if they launched a drone strike? That has to be under thorough review, and we have to have confidence that it won't happen again. Mistakes are made in war, but and we sort of have to expect that, but we don't expect them to happen again. You see my point?
I do indeed. One of the friends of Warren Weinstein, who lost his life back in January when they did this strike, has raised, it seems to me, an interesting question, which is, why did our government concentrate on getting free Bo Bergdahl, who is now standing trial for desertion and other things, whereas this guy, Warren Weinstein, he's been held since 2011, and he was an aid worker, a civilian, who wasn't up for this. Why didn't our government instead put the priority on getting him out?
Well, I think the government would probably respond by saying they did everything that they possibly could. I will take them at their word, but I'd like to see that proven, especially since we were willing to ransom Bergdahl out and not Mr. Weinstein. That is a legitimate question, because when you release five of the toughest, worst, hardest cases for a person who basically, we all know now, walked away from his post, it's called desertion, then that question, I think, is a subject of significant discussion.
Okay, the other big story of the day is we now have a new Attorney General of the United States. Like most Republicans, you voted against the confirmation of Loretta Lynch, and I read your statement very carefully. You said the main reason you opposed her and voted against her confirmation, she won by 56-43. It's one of the closest votes ever for an attorney general. Mm-hmm. You voted against her because of her position supporting President Obama's executive order on amnesty. What people call executive amnesty. You want to explain?
Well, as is obvious, Michael, this is the highest position of a legal officer, the enforcer of the Constitution, the laws, and the Constitution of the United States. And Barack Obama himself said 22 times that he couldn't act by executive order because it would be unconstitutional. He said, "I'm not a king." I could give you quote after quote. I'm sure that our listeners have heard many of them. 22 times he said it would be unconstitutional. So then out of his childish frustration, he issued executive orders which are clearly unconstitutional. When asked, Loretta Lynch said that she would uphold those executive decisions. Well, she then is, as the highest legal officer in the land, is going to uphold what is obviously unconstitutional. Look, I admired her credentials. I admired her service. I think her record clearly qualifies her to be the Attorney General of the United States. But when the Attorney General of the United States said that she will uphold unconstitutional commandments from the president, orders from the President of the United States, then I cannot support a person who will support unconstitutional acts.
And that would go for any future, any replacement nominees, President Obama. You would not have supported anyone who endorsed the executive amnesty.
No, and someone is going to say, and some observers have said, well, what did you expect her to say? She has to support the President of the United States. I thought her oath was not, I solemnly swear to defend the Constitution of the United States. That's what her oath starts out by saying, and not says, I solemnly swear to uphold the President of the United States.
Well, Senator McCain has been upholding the Constitution for five terms as U.S. Senator. He now has an endorsement to make for president. We'll get to that coming up.
The Michael Medved.
44 minutes after the hour, joined by the senior senator from Arizona, the Honorable John McCain. who has announced his candidacy for a sixth term. He's been 30 years United States Senator, and he's now running for re-election. Somebody who I know you admire, Senator, who helped to turn around the war in Iraq, has just been sentenced to 2 years probation and a $100,000 fine. That would be General David Petraeus. He's sentenced for having unauthorized handling of classified material. Your reaction to the verdict on General Petraeus?
Well, first of all, could I say, Michael, welcome back, and glad you're on well along the road to recovery, and we missed you, and we'll look forward to coming on your show as many times as I possibly can.
Well, we love it, so thank you. And it's so great to be back, and this is the first week I'm back, but go ahead.
Congratulations. In this case, look, I'm just glad it's over. I'm glad the chapter is closed. It's not up to me to criticize the verdict and the penalty. I will say that in my view, he's the finest military leader that I have ever known. He is loved by his subordinates and respected enormously by all who know him, and so I have a real bias in his favor, and I will admit that. And I would point out that not a day goes by in this town that classified information is not given in a whole variety of ways, particularly to members of the media and others. But I accept whatever happened, and now we move on, and I believe that it will be very appropriate in these most difficult times with the world on fire to make use of the incredible talents and leadership of David Petraeus.
Speaking of incredible talents and leadership, most Republicans, including me, have not made a commitment yet. We have so many good candidates, some candidates who are more questionable. We have 20 different candidates for president. I honestly don't know who I am going to support. I know some of the people I won't support. But you have made a commitment to a candidate for president of the United States. Tell us about that.
His name is Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Lindsey Graham, his parents died when he was at a very early age. His father owned a bar in Poole Hall. He raised and educated with the help of his aunt and uncle, himself and his sister. Graduated from college, law school, served in the United States Air Force as a legal officer, as a member of their legal corps. He is still spends every 4th of July in either Baghdad or Kabul, serving his active duty. He is an incredible story of his life and his service to the country, and there is no one who understands national security better and is able to articulate the challenges we face better than Lindsey Graham. And national security / foreign policy is now probably the number one or number two issue with the Republican primary voters. I am confident he will do well. Anyone who is listening, I'm saying just go see him before you make a judgment, because he is of remarkable talents.
Well, he certainly has a leg up in South Carolina, where he just won a landslide re-election victory. Won a landslide in the primary, too.
Mm-hmm. I think where he's going to do very well, and I'm confident that he will, is in New Hampshire, because in New Hampshire, they want to see you. They want you at that town hall meeting. They want you at their neighborhood. And that's where Lindsey Graham excels enormously.
Well, tell Senator Graham to come on this show, and we will definitely give him a fair shot. You make the point. You won the New Hampshire primary in 2000 against George W. Bush. You won the New Hampshire primary in 2008 against Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney and everybody else. You still have a little bit of an organization left up there.
Well, I have a lot of friends still there. It's my second favorite state. And the thing I love about them is that they really do take the responsibilities of first in the nation with the utmost seriousness. There was an old joke about Morris Udall, who was an Arizonan who ran for president, you know, and a guy said, in Concord, New Hampshire, said the other guy, what do you think about Mo Udall for president? He said, I don't know. I only met him twice. And that is the way the people of New Hampshire are. And I think it's wonderful. Probably the most educated voters in the world are the voters of New Hampshire, both Republican and Democrat, Libertarian and Vegetarian.
Okay, somebody who's been up to New Hampshire a lot is Rand Paul, and he recently accused you of being a lapdog for President Obama. Has he got you right? Are you a Doberman Pinscher lapdog for President Obama, as Senator Paul says?
It would seem to. It's really, it would be amusing if it wasn't so serious. Senator Paul has been wrong on every national security issue. He, of those 20 people, he would probably be the least qualified to be lead this nation on issues of national security. He, at one point, he didn't think we ought to give aid to Israel because they're a wealthy country. He said that Iran wasn't a major threat. I mean, he has a long history of being dead wrong, and has this view that are held by some, and I respect it, and I respect his views of isolationism and thinking that the United States does not have a leadership role to play. And I would argue that the world is on fire and there was never a greater need for American leadership, and this president will go down in history arguably as the worst.
If I will admit, unlikely event that Rand Paul is the nominee of the Republican Party, and he's running against someone who is a friend of yours in the Senate named Hillary Clinton. Which way does John McCain vote?
I support the nominee of the Republican Party. I am a loyal Republican, and if he's the nominee, I'll do everything I can to help him, and especially on issues of national security and the armed forces, because that's the best thing for our party and country.